Town approved committee meetings for July the 7th, 2014. Will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushmar?
Here.
Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easter?
Here.
Councilmember Haskett? Mayor Norman?
Here. Minutes for the June 9th meeting are in your package. If you have any corrections, we'll...
I would have...
Yes, ma'am.
I had asked that those dumb cereal
Right.
be attached to the minutes, so...
Yeah, but can you check on that and make sure that happens?
And it is in the minutes.
Good point. Committee reports, Public Works, Police Station Construction Update. The three buildings involved, one of them is the maintenance building in the back. Since you guys approved the change order last time, they said that they'll be starting paving soon, whatever that means. But that barn, that building is almost completely done. They have to power it up and things like that, but they're not working out there at all. They're not really in a hurry to get it done. They're trying to concentrate on the front building, which is fine with us. We don't have a problem with that. The storage building, they said at the last meeting, will be done by the middle of July. I haven't frankly walked in it in a couple of weeks, but it's, you know, it's at a very close stage. Again, they're going to power it up pretty soon. The electricians were working out there today. And the headquarters, they say by the middle of July, middle of July, they'll have the... completed the panels around it, do the sheetrock and the painting on the inside, but they're still looking at mid-August for a completion. I'll walk through it and I don't know what I'm looking at, but it sure looks like they got a lot of work left to do on the inside. It was slow on the inside. But if they say that's what they're going to do, that's fine. It's not a, we don't care about schedule. Whatever they finish, they finish.
What's that little area they cut from the...
I don't know. Wayne said that it was some kind of a special handicap parking area. They had to increase the size of it. I'm just as surprised as anybody. But that's what Wayne said it was. Any questions on the station? Okay. Planning and zoning, top three derelict buildings. I've talked to two people and... One of them is working on it. He came by to see me a couple of weeks ago, and his tenant that he has in there is helping him fix it up. And it's going slow, but I just assume let him do it. The other one, the one on Main Street, it hasn't been any progress made in a while. It's not a situation where it's a house that I'm going to recommend that we tear it down. I sure wish they'd do something about it. I really don't want to get on the inside and do remodeling. So I think I'm going to talk to a friend of theirs and see what maybe coming back next time. Just asking you to let it go. It's not that bad. It didn't look that bad from the outside. Just that the inside inspection had some problems that they haven't really addressed. They claim they don't have any more money or whatever.
Is that the one that had the blue top on the roof?
No, that's not it. You know which one it is. It's a former school. I get a Christmas card from them every year. And other than that, we don't have any others. Anybody have any questions on that?
On the derelict?
Yeah.
What's the status on Precious's house?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. It's been vacant. I can talk to them about it. I know what they're going to say. It's a family house. It's old and they want to keep it. But I could talk to them about it. I've been kind of trying to avoid it, actually.
We have a tree that's all on the property where the old house was. I know it's
Which house is that now?
What's
the house next door.
The old house.
The house then?
Oh yeah, that tree fell there?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Fallen tree on the lawn.
I'll call Vic and see what they have in mind. Anybody else? No. Oh, on the planning and zoning, we late in the week, might have been Thursday, we received the last, deed restrictions for Stonewall.
Scott, have you signed the plat?
And so it's all done. The plat is signed, so.
I looked today.
Yeah, so they're gonna record it, and then they should be able to go. So for all practical purposes, Stonewall is open for business. Anything else on planning, anybody?
Just on the planning and zoning, they are gonna go to planning and zoning about those trees on the right of way. So that'll be coming up also. They planted trees on the right of way on Ori.
Yeah.
That will require.
Both the state, but Ori is.
Oh, okay.
Ori is us, so they require variance, so they're gonna come to planning and zoning.
Require a servitude and credit.
They plant that between the, you know, the bow between the sidewalk and the street.
Right. So I'm meeting the other day, so they'll show up at planning and zoning to try to get that variance approved.
If you look at those, they'll be lucky if those trees live.
Yeah.
With the street, the sidewalk, you know, they don't have much place for the roots to go.
Right.
Half of them are dead now.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them.
They tried to water them, they had one of them was out there, but.
If they all die, I think I'll have a possible, it'll be a sad day. Yeah. Yeah. That ain't a tree, that's a bush. We're not Bush City, are we?
Nope.
Okay. So we're not gonna lose our license if we.
And then I can come take off.
We're not crazy about bushes.
Then I can take off.
All right, whatever, let's move on. Finance committee, June bills. Anybody have anything? You get a bill. He didn't hear me.
The mayor just said something about you.
I know.
I just said, speaking of bills.
What's evil of?
I don't know.
You say the evil of?
Evil of, oh, I thought you were talking about me. But anyway, what page? You have to be a little bit more specific.
Administrative, the first page, about $15,000.
How many dollars?
Big gap printing, $390. Yeah, sure, it's envelopes.
Envelopes. Can you read it? Oh, envelope, okay, I got you, evil of, I got you. That sounds like officialism. You see, you're the man. You're trying to keep up with the man.
He's trying.
Evil of it.
Yeah, he's trying to keep up.
Is the evil of the can of envelope?
That's an outside envelope.
All right, anybody else have any intelligent comments?
On Magno, the flags and hardware for $718. Does that have to deal with the Purple Heart?
No, it doesn't, no. We just, every now and then, we have to pull some of them down, and they all shriveled up or torn up, so we just replace them.
Okay, in regards to the Purple Heart, are we gonna buy them?
We gonna buy them.
So the people who got them, their family's not gonna need to pay?
Nobody gonna pay nothing extra.
Because I had that question asked.
We're not making any money off it. We're losing money now, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's fine. And by the way, the next, the Vision West is gonna have a feature article on that, on the program, and the fact that we added the Purple Hearts and all that stuff, so it's gonna be good. I haven't seen the draft of it yet, but I'm sure she's gonna do a good job. Yes, sir.
You said about the replacing of the flags.
Yeah.
Can I ask what you do with the old flags?
I think we give them to the VFW, and they take care of them.
Okay.
They'd be in the correct way.
My dad would.
No. Everybody cares. No, we do it right. No, we not.
Just want to make sure we're doing it right.
Yeah, we used to give them to Henry Tooth, but I don't know who we give them to now.
Okay.
No, we learned that real early.
Okay.
There's a lot of emotion involved.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, when our people put the flags up and take them down, it's like, no way it's gonna touch the ground. You touch the ground one time, somebody's gonna see it, and they're gonna be really upset. So, no, we learned that early in the game, the hard way. Anybody else on the bills?
On the police page, traffic tickets, about seven down. What's that for?
Ticket books.
We gotta buy tickets to it.
Ticket books.
I thought they was on electronic tickets.
We got a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But when
went the way of the dinosaur.
We spent a lot of money giving it.
A lot of money. We spent a whole lot of money.
Are we gonna recoup any of it?
No. Not a penny. Any other questions? Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation committee, these are the four bodies that we will be giving resources to for the, as in the budget for recreation. So every year at this time, we just get the council to approve a cooperative endeavor with each one of them. So that'll be on the agenda for next time. It's just something we need to do to stay within compliance of the law.
Need to say how much?
Yeah, we're gonna put that amount on each one. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Governmental affairs, I'm not aware of anything.
The benches are out.
Oh, the benches are out at the park, yeah, that's nice. They look nice, they really do.
Did I see a chain down there? They do have them staked out so people can't steal them.
I saw the officers.
Yeah. They nice. Yeah. Governmental affairs, we already covered that. Other matters, discuss ordinance, the nuisance ordinance, it's very easy to discuss. We went from a minor change to a mid-sized change to a full change, and now we're changing the change, so it's not ready for the council. And I'm gonna just say we're gonna defer it till the next month when we get it right. Because we gonna get it, we got a lot of changes we're making that are, I think, for the better. We start out with just a simple change police to mayor, and it now we're using a lot of experiences that we've had, you know, dealing with the grass and all that stuff, and so we're and the inspections of houses and all, so we're changing a lot of it, but it's gonna be good when we finish with it. Mayor's report. I learned at church yesterday that Mr. Jerry Besson, who lives on Live Oak, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame Boxing Hall.
Yep.
I think we need to do something.
The Hall of Fame what?
Boxing Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think we ought to, like, do something. A certificate, or write him a letter and sign it, or what do y'all think?
At least a certificate and put it in the minutes.
A presentation?
He was fussing at his wife even telling me about it. He's very shy. You know, he doesn't want to. He's not shy?
No. You may not want to get him up here if he doesn't.
No, he might punch me out. Yeah, I know his wife was very proud of him, and I don't know if he'll come.
It'll be a private ceremony.
That's Wayne's uncle. And uncle. So I'll get Wayne to tell him that.
Maybe a private ceremony in your office followed by an announcement.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I'll let Wayne kind of guide me to it. But we'll figure something
out. Ask him if he might come. If he says no,
yeah,
we appreciate it.
He might come. I mean, you know. But anyway, we'll work on it. Don Niesler and I attended the Baker prayer breakfast, 2.5 hours worth, and it wasn't, we weren't eating for 2.5 hours, so we were praying for 2.5 hours, and I don't know if there's a religion on earth that didn't have a presentation of that, but it was interesting. All right. CRPC, we had our quarterly meeting at the Lions Den in the middle of June. Everybody, a lot of people attended, and it was very well done. And Jeff Wolf did a great job with cooking. Debbie, of course, and her crew did a great job of getting everything ready. And a lot goes on behind the scenes that y'all don't see, but it did very well. During the last month, we've had two rains in excess of 4 inches, and we've done rather well on both of them. As far as the drainage, it really didn't have anything. The sewer system now is not filling up around Venezuela and all. It's pumping it forward, and we're having high levels on the eastern end of Eileen Street, but we were working with Roy on that. We don't see if there's anything we can do about it, but it's because our pumps are more efficient upstream, and we're getting more water down faster, so, which is not a bad problem, but it is another thing to think about. at the end of, almost the end of Allen Street, the end of the old Allen Street, where the new culverts tie in for the project that goes behind. When we had one or both of those rains, we had a very high velocity of water, and it ate out the bank of the, of Allen Street. So Wayne then went on Friday, I think it was July 4th, went on Friday and had to put some reclaim and all, because it was eating out the base. And hopefully it'll be all right. But there is a catch basin that's going there, just that he hadn't been able to get in there because it's too muddy. And so we're going to try to urge him to get in there, because when he gets in there, he has to pour a concrete bottom, so it has to be kind of, you know, workable. But we're going to get it. Once we get the catch basin in there, it won't be a factor, but we've got to do that. And during the month, we had a culvert collapse on Julian Street, and we went out there hoping, it was right next to a manhole, we were hoping that that was our big kahuna hole in the sewer system, but it wasn't, it was just a collapsed culvert. It was an old, it's the oldest part of town, it just collapsed, and we replaced it, and we're going to put some asphalt there when we, next time we do asphalt around here, but it's okay now. That's all I have. Remarks of personal privilege, anyone? Okay, announcements. Fire meeting will be next Monday at 6 o'clock. And Landmark and Heritage will be the 21st of July at 6:30. As I know, that's it.
I'm out of town next week for a meeting, so I'm not set.
Mayor, can I ask you, on your fire meeting for next week, what exactly is that going to be?
We were told, tell it, Debbie.
It's to appoint an auditor. We need to do a resolution to appoint an auditor to close out the books.
For June 30th?
Yeah.
14th?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all. Phillips recommended we do that.
Pardon?
Phillips said we need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's, that's what I asked, you know.
As I understand it, Parrish took over July 1st.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So. No, no, it's going good. Your motion to adjourn. Move Stein, Ray, second, Mr. Rhodes. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Aye.